Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. This morning, it's another totally live show from the Joy Studios in downtown Melbourne. And, you know, we're going to shine a bit of a light into the dark corner of corruption and entitlement. And on that, we have some really interesting and well-informed guests. Hopefully they'll explain. Perhaps they might complain, they'll challenge us, and we'll even have the odd opinion and perhaps a bit of gossip. Stay in, tune in, stay alive. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy's flagship news and current affairs show and also the longest running. We bring you the current news, opinion, questions, and sometimes we even get you the answers. We're honoured and privileged to bring you current affairs from a queer perspective. I'm Macca, and my co-host this morning is the incorruptible Tass.
Where did that come from?
Paul is on paddle, Fiona on social media, Gordon doing our podcast, and of course Simon the news. Now our guests today, and we are going to focus a bit on entitlement and corruption. Now corruption only exists when you don't have sufficient oversight and investigative bodies and powers to discover it, and it only happens when people have a sense of entitlement. So a couple of our guests this morning who have a particular interest in this, John Pesutto, lawyer, commentator, former member for Hawthorne, former shadow attorney general. John's been a critic of IBAC in the past, so you can talk to him. Fiona Patton, leader of the Reason Party and what I call the conscience of the Victorian Parliament in so many matters. Then, following that, Naveena Spirovska.
Naveena Macca.
Naveena, is it? Sorry, it's misspelled here. Co-convener of the Victorian Pride Lobby. Going to talk about rainbow votes and the upcoming ACE community survey.
What's that, Macca? What's the ACE?
I don't know. I haven't read the note yet.
Aha. Uh-huh.
What is there it, Tass? Have you read it?
I have, actually.
He's just finding it.
I have. Bit slow this morning, Macca. Yes, I'll tell you about it later.
Okay. Right. We have got it. We've just got some other talking points first. Josh Burns, the Labor member for the federal seat of McNamara, which used to be Melbourne Ports. Going to talk to him about federal ICAC and other topics. Adam Bandt, the leader of the Australian Greens. I think Adam would like to talk also about ICAC, the Victorian recovery and other topics. You know, the reason I think there isn't a federal ICAC yet?
Well, I'm interested, Macca. Why?
Well, because all the government's mates are all lining up. They're all waiting to get their snouts in the trough, and there's a queue. So once they've all had a little drink, then they'll introduce it.
Aha. Aha.
That's my conspiracy.
Fulfill their greed, I suppose.
Well, think about it. Corruption only happens when you don't have a body to investigate it, right? And it also only happens when people have a sense of entitlement. If you don't have a sense of entitlement, and I use that in a negative way, a sense of entitlement, then you're not going to be corrupt. you know, because your entitlement, your sense of entitlement is usually way above what you actually should be entitled to.
It is interesting. There's been a few examples of corruption in the last couple of weeks.
God, I tell you what, you can't get near the trough. All these little pigs with their snouts in the trough.
I think it will make for good discussion, Macca.
And it's not just corruption. It's actually about what's appropriate and what's not. And, you know, what rules you apply. And just so people know, Tass and I actually have a different view.
What's the time, Macca? Have you got your wristwatch on?
I do. I do. It's actually, yeah, I do.
What brand is it, Dale?
It's a 1980 Russian Submariner's captain's watch.
Right.
Yes.
So, there you go.
Delivered by Oz Post.
Sorry?
It was actually.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it just arrived. It just arrived yesterday.
Macca has a delivery to his home at least three times a week.
Yes.
Certainly keeps the Oz Post people employed.
Got to.
Actually, Macca, most people won't know this about you, but you are a consumerist. You are... You're number one on my ticket, really. I don't know anybody who buys more stuff than you anywhere in the country.
And, you know, Tass, who on one or two occasions has helped me move house and then he stopped. Because Tass used to say, Macca doesn't have one of something, he would have at least two.
Oh.
Isn't that right?
God, your wardrobe, I will never forget moving your wardrobe. Ever. Ever.
What?
I had two carfuls of shirts.
Yes.
Just shirts.
Yeah.
And how many fit you, Macca?
Oh, most of them.
Crap. Some of those were straight out of the 1960s.
Oh, yes.
They were heirloom pieces, Macca.
They were heirloom pieces. Well, you know...
Now, Macca, how's your week?
Look, it's been good. Normally I would be engaged in branch stacking, which means, you know, collecting branches and stacking them up.
Of course, we don't need any more.
You know, for kindling for you and Paul.
The season's almost over, Macca.
But I didn't actually do any this week, Paul, I'm sorry. The branch stacking...
That's okay.
It's actually... But it will resume next time I go to those other parks. And, you know, it's raining, so it's no good gathering the wood because it's wet. Was it a good week? Yes, it was. Was a nice week. Did a little bit of work in the garden.
Nice. You
know, sorted out, you know, some more of the stored treasures that I have, Tass. You know. Had a bit of a cull again.
Again, my God.
Did quite a bit of work for an event that I'm hosting in the middle of November. A virtual convention.
Yes. It's all about virtual events now, Macca.
It is, and I'm quite excited about it. It's coming together really
well. Do you know what I'm really looking forward to, Macca?
Going to a restaurant?
A face-to-face event.
Yes.
Imagine being able to have a meeting with people as opposed to computers.
Mm.
How exciting would that be?
We'll still be behind masks, though, most of the time.
Of course.
Yeah.
And distanced.
Yeah. So how was your week?
Oh, good, yeah. No, I had a busy week.
Any highlights?
Oh, you know, just the usual highlights, yeah. Darl. You know how it goes.
I do.
Yeah.
Now, coming up, we're going to chat with John Posito, as I said, Fiona Patton from the Reason Party.
Naverna Spirovska from the Lobby.
From the Lobby, Josh Burns, federal member for...
And Adam Band from the Greens.
So how about that? Look, we've got Labor, Liberal, Greens.
Yeah, I know, we've got that trifecta, Macca.
Yeah.
And of course...
And actually the Reason Party.
Yeah, we certainly are. Well, what do you call it? Quinella?
Quadrella.
Quadrella.
Now, of course, our Twitter is at SatMagJoy949. Fiona will bring to our attention any comments that come in, but Fiona is always posting tweets as to what we're talking about and what's going on the show. Yeah.
Let us know what you think. Send us some feedback or make a comment.
That's right. Look, a lot of messages and, you know, some messages to myself. Macca, you're really cranky this morning.
Who said that, Macca? I don't see that message.
No, on my SMSs.
Oh, I see.
And yes, look, I am cranky, but you know why? It's because...
God, that's a change, Macca.
That I'm cranky?
Yeah.
I'm cranky because, you know, I'm actually sick and tired of prevarication and people not making decisions and using nonsense answers as to why. You know, we don't have a federal integrity
commission. What are you talking about?
We don't have a federal integrity commission because the government's too busy. Bullshit.
But we haven't had a member of government to actually answer that, Macca.
No, well,
Okay. So perhaps that's what we need to do next week.
We will endeavour to do that, but they're probably too busy to speak to us.
They perhaps are, but if we don't ask, we won't know.
But then again, they've spoken to us before. You know, the corruption.
Perhaps we could ask our friend Dean.
We could.
To give us some commentary on this issue.
I think Dean's going to come and have a chat to us sometime in November. I spoke to him the other day just to touch base. But, you know, other things, you know, JobKeeper, otherwise known as GreedKeeper. You know, businesses that are profiting from JobKeeper. That was not what it was intended to, right? The reason they're able to do it is because the scheme was implemented quickly by bad design. Okay, acknowledge that. I don't think that is an excuse for how it's happened, but it has happened. Government has made some changes. But at the end of the day, it's greed that has driven some businesses and some business people to keep money that was given to them by the government. It's our money, remember, to sustain employment and to sustain people's connections with the businesses. And we all benefit from that. But you should not be expecting to profit from it. All right? Some of the corporate governance missteps that we've seen, you know, not just in the last few weeks, over the last few years. You know, I'm tired of this abuse of power, you know, this recharacterising entitlement as, you know, how do you characterise entitlement? Well, get out of the way, I've got to get my snout in the trough ahead of you, and I'm going to have a really good bloody drink when I'm there. You know, it's just, you know, it makes me ill. So, you know, that's why I'm cranky.
Macca, we've had a message from 317 who says, actually, it's called passion, Macca. Not grumpy, just being Macca.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Look, and, you know...
Thanks, 317.
We talked about, you know, I pay tax, you know, TASP. We all pay tax in some way. You know, whether it's just GST, you know, some of us pay income tax, some of us don't. Some of us pay income tax. But, you know, the tax that I pay, whilst I may not agree with the amount of it, at the end of the day, I pay it and I willingly pay it because...
You want to live in a better world, Macca. Yeah, but you want to live in a fairer world.
It's not just to provide...
A world that actually is well supported with the infrastructure and the services that you and our society need.
Yeah, and the tax that I pay goes to pay for services that I use as well.
Correct.
But it also goes to support people that are less fortunate, right? I don't pay that tax so people can get fat on GreedKeeper, right? That's not what I pay it for. That's not what the government intended JobKeeper to be about. And businessmen that do it, and they're large and small that do it, you know what? You are not worthy of receiving that funding. It is not your money. You are stealing that money in effect.
Interestingly enough, Macca, you'll be paying for that for the rest of your life.
Well, I will.
As will the rest of us.
All of us will. All of us will. So that's why I'm passionate about it. That's why I'm cranky about it. Because we have difficult times. We rely on government to support us, to do the right things. And when money, you know, is being expended and it's not being used for what it's intended to be used for, to me, that is just as bad as corruption. It is just as bad as corruption.
So, Macca, changing tact a little bit and changing the subject. Tomorrow, I expect that the Premier will make some further announcements about easing of restrictions. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think he might announce?
Look, I think they've talked about a dark opening, which I'm not sure about the term, for hospitality and obviously, you know, a different situation for retail. I think what's happened in the last week or so really must focus us on just how infectious this is. You know, that one person, you know, whether it's a butcher's shop at Chadstone or whether it's, you know, a school child in the northern suburbs can cause dozens of infections and cause hundreds of people to isolate. So all of us want to get back, you know, to being able to go out, to being able to go to a restaurant, to being able to go into a shop and, you know, and have a little look and support, you know, the employment of people in those industries. But we've got to understand, masks are really important. Hygiene is important. Infection control is really important. If we don't get this right, and I think that's where the government's plan is focused, we will be back in this situation much worse sooner than we imagine. So the restrictions, I think, will be relaxed to a certain extent.
See, my view, Macca, about this is that COVID normal, a COVID normal world will be a world where till we can eradicate the virus with a vaccine or effective treatment, will be one where we will constantly have to deal with outbreaks.
Yes.
It's going to be the norm. And we will go about our business keeping physical distance and probably having to wear masks.
Yeah, and, you know, do VCE students not have to wear a mask during exams? There's been a lot of discussion about that. Anywhere where people congregate and are sharing the same air, there's a risk. A mask minimises that. But, you know, at the end of the day,
Macca, nobody asks that question of teachers. Sorry, not of teachers, of healthcare staff.
Yeah.
Should healthcare staff wear a mask?
Yeah.
Everybody just assumes that they will.
Yeah. But why?
Why shouldn't the rest of us?
Yeah, and, you know, and sorry, we've got a... I just need to respond to this one too, Tass. A listener said, remember $30 billion of taxpayers' money was given to Australian car manufacturers in corporate welfare from Grant? Yes. Difference, Grant, that $30 billion over some decades was conditional on every dollar that the government contributed, the car companies had to contribute three. So $90 billion...
Match dollars.
Yeah, match dollars was spent by the manufacturers to support production, and in return they got $30 million to top that up. So it wasn't just a gift. I understand it wasn't, you know, look, it's a big debate. We don't have a car manufacturing industry anymore.
It's gone.
Which is really sad.
Holden as a brand won't exist in a couple of months' time, Macca.
It doesn't exist
I
now.
I heard that this morning.
It doesn't exist now.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.